Star Wars 7x7 episode 3392. So this is crazy, but we were just saying that there didn't seem to be much on the horizon for Star Wars video games stuff in just a couple of days ago, basically. And that day, later that day from when that particular episode of the podcast dropped, there was an event that revealed something video game related. So let's talk about that today. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the other day I was talking about how we were late coming at you with the October 2023 in the World of Star Wars storytelling episode, and we talked about video games and how there wasn't anything necessarily on the horizon. We mentioned Star Wars Hunters and whatnot, but literally later in the day from when the episode came out, Minecraft Live, which is a big Minecraft event where they talk about updates and new things that are going to be happening in the world of Minecraft, like that event happened, and there wasn't any word in advance that Star Wars was going to be related to it, but it turns out there is, and it's not just something that was, you know, skins and in-game items and stuff like that. No, this is actually a DLC that is story-driven, and it's called Path of the Jedi, and it is going to be arriving next month on November 7th. So here are the basics of what we know about it. You get to play as a Padawan, and you're going to be working toward becoming a Jedi Knight. The story takes place during the Clone Wars, and we get to see a little bit of it in the Minecraft Live replay, which I will link to at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well with time codes and whatnot. There's a brief exchange with the host of the Minecraft Live and R2-D2, which is kind of fun. It's always good to see R2-D2 on screen. They show little bits of what you might see, and it's fun to see what Ki-Adi Mundi and Shaak-Ti and Yoda look like in Minecraft translation. You also get to see battle droids and a couple of lightsabers popping up that are bright red, but they don't show whose they are. The implication is that this is Asajj Ventress probably showing up. This is taking place during the Clone Wars, by the way. And you also get to see Kamino and Coruscant, the Jedi Temple and the Jedi Council Chambers, and then another planet which might be Island, maybe, not 100% positive. They don't actually tell you what the planets are. It's just, you know, you can make some educated guesses based on what we're seeing. And the planets themselves, when you're traveling to them, they show a starship approaching one of the planets, and it's a cube instead of a sphere, or, you know, something very close to a sphere, because of course planets aren't necessarily exactly spherical, but not to get too far in the weeds in it. Yeah, it's cubical, which is very cute. And you'll get to go on missions with Yoda for this story mode. So that's basically all that's been revealed. Like, it's the level of reveal that we might have gotten if this thing was going to be released, you know, a year from now, basically. But no, it's actually coming in less than a month. So again, it is called Path of the Jedi. It's coming for Minecraft as a DLC. It is a story-driven event taking place during the Clone Wars, where you will be a Padawan going on missions and working up to achieve the rank of a Jedi Knight, fighting battle droids and General Grievous. I may not have mentioned him, and what may appear to be Asajj Ventress as well. And so, yeah, something else to look forward to on the video game front, finally. How about that? That's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast, and it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.